This is What's at Risk on WBZ News Radio 1030 and WBZ.com with Mike Christian of Risk Strategies Company.
Hi, I'm Mike Christian, and welcome to a special encore presentation of What's at Risk. Let us know what you're thinking about by sending us an email at whatsatrisk@risk-strategies.com. Tell us what's on your mind. Tonight on What's at Risk, we'll tackle a couple of timely topics from diverse perspectives. First, we'll speak with Allison Rim, Vice President of Strategic Planning and Information Management at Mass General Hospital and President of Allison Rim & Associates. Allison will share her thoughts on how individuals and organizations can align their actions to achieve their goals from both a business and a personal perspective. In our second segment, we'll explore the growing problem of heroin addiction from an extremely personal angle. Our guest in this segment is Richard Farrell, author of the acclaimed memoir, What's Left of Us. When I write the book about my love, it will shoot to the top of the bestsellers list. Allison Rim is the Vice President of Strategic Planning and Information Management at Mass General Hospital and the President and CEO of Allison Rim & Associates. For over 20 years, she has led strategy development and implementation efforts in numerous organizations. She has taught, mentored, and coached hundreds of people seeking to set and achieve their personal and professional goals. And I know if she had me back again. At the hospital, Allison is responsible for the overall strategic plan and consults with numerous departments throughout the Mass General Hospital and the Mass General Physicians Organization on their individual plans. She also provides executive oversight for information systems, telecommunications, health information services, and the Multicultural Affairs Office, and oversees the hospital-wide diversity effort. Consulting practice, Allison has merged her passion for teaching and coaching with her strong executive skills to create the popular Business of Life workshops and professional development programs. She has found that focusing participants on a positive vision of their future transforms their ability to take decisive action toward leading the lives they've always wanted. Allison guides people on an organized path of self-discovery that teaches them how to find direction and move forward with purpose, confidence, and optimism. Respect yourself. Respect yourself. If you don't respect yourself, ain't nobody gonna give a good go. Respect yourself. Allison states that a business is only as strong as the people who work there. Investing in the growth and development of your staff by teaching business skills pays dividends in their ability to carry out their work effectively. Investing in the growth of your staff by helping them to identify their own unique skills, interests, and talents, and how they can apply these attributes in the workplace can transform how they view their work from being a job to being a calling. When people feel empowered to bring the fullness of who they are and what they have to offer to work, powerful action can result.
We are speaking with Allison Rim, the Vice President of Strategic Planning at Mass General Hospital and President and CEO of Allison Rim Associates. So on your website, you describe, and this is the website for Allison Rim Associates, you describe your consulting practice and highlight the process that you guys go through, and then you talk about bringing soul to your organization. Have we lost our soul in business today, do you think?
I wouldn't say that, although there may be some evidence that that's happening in some sectors of the world. What I'm really seeing, though, is that people are maybe losing their way a little bit or looking more for some concrete direction to take themselves in. And organizations, after all, are just a collection of souls. And what we've really discovered over the years of working with people is that if we can tap into what individual people are really passionate about doing and help them identify what their talents are, and then work with the companies to see how their talents and passions fit with the mission of the organization, then we can really start to tether their passion and gather all that energy and apply it toward achieving the business results that these organizations are looking for. And that's really what was the beginning of that part of our practice.
Now, did that evolve from your work in strategic planning at Mass General?
It sure has, Mike. What I've learned over the years, and I've been doing this for much longer than I'd like to admit, is that strategic plan is a great way to approach really any project at all. So it starts with defining mission and what you're trying to achieve, and it works its way all the way through developing the steps that are going to help you achieve that mission. And over the years, doing that project after project and organization after organization, I started to see that the same kind of methodology really worked in all sorts of settings and for all different kinds of projects. And also over the years, numerous people have come to me for career advice, life advice, and whatever. And what I realized is that the same kind of planning methods that organizations use work really well for people who are trying to figure out what they want to do with their lives. It comes down to defining mission, and in this case, their personal missions, and then working through the steps that it would take to help them figure out how they're going to make the most of what they're on this planet to achieve.
You have a workshop called The Business of Life. What's sort of the underlying premise of that?
Well, the underlying premise of that is just having people come to a table and think about what's really important to them. And we actually start these workshops off by looking at a Henry David Thoreau quote where he says, "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life, and to see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived." And I think that that's really what people are trying to figure out, is how can they figure out what their purpose is and to really live life fully. So these workshops, I like to say, welcome to the woods. We try to create a safe place where people can really sit back and contemplate those questions of what's really important to them, what's the essential essence of their life, and how can they be sure that they are taking steps to live out the life they were intended to lead. And this has happened in business settings and in private workshops all over the place, but it's really important. I'm finding that people are very, very hungry for the opportunity to sit back and reflect on what's really important and then to take deliberate action toward making sure that they're living in accordance with their values.
Now, I can certainly see in today's world how individuals would sort of embrace the concept of going to one of your workshops, but businesses are enlightened enough to have their people go through it too.
Well, I certainly am selective about the businesses that I work with, and I'm looking for leadership who sees the value in doing that. And actually, I'm seeing more and more of that. I think there's a real recognition that people are looking to fulfill all sorts of potential, and enlightened leaders really know that if they can tap into the passion that people feel and their real interests and their talents and align it with the business purposes, then the team as a whole functions much better, that the energy is much more focused, and people get really excited about achieving business results, particularly when they're well aligned with their own personal values and goals. And we're seeing more and more of that happening.
Talk about the passion.
speaking with Allison Rim, the Vice President of Strategic Planning at Mass General Hospital and President and CEO of Allison Rim Associates. You talk also about living an integrated life. Does that follow along the lines of what you just said, sort of balancing the objectives in business with your own personal goals?
That is so key, Mike. You know, it's inescapable. Everybody who takes my workshop is looking for that elusive sense of balance. And really, I think that part of the problem is that we don't have a clear sense of what balance really is. We let all sorts of so-called experts tell us what that should mean for us, and then we try to chase after it, and we can't achieve, you know, allocating the exact number of minutes or hours to work versus taking care of a family, leisure pursuits, you know, exercising, what have you. And really, I think if we can integrate, and by integrity I mean living as a whole person and living our values in everything that we do, whether it's work or off hours in our personal life, then we can achieve that balance much more easily. And I think the fact that if you go onto Google and you put in work-life balance, you will get anywhere from 40 million to over 90 million hits for work-life balance sites. So it shows that it's a huge issue. There's so much being written on it, and people are obviously looking very hard for it. And as I've worked with people, if we can really help them figure out what it is that they love and they care deeply about and what their core values are, and then they can have the opportunity to live that out in their work life and in their personal life, then the lines can blur much more comfortably and people feel much more centered and balanced because they're not one person in the job and one person outside the job. They're really living their values throughout their life. And that's my sense of what integrity truly means and what an integrated and balanced life looks like.
As long as they don't create a lot of stress trying to get to a balanced life, right? If I could just have a balanced life. Do you think most people have a personal vision of what they want to be and where they want to go, or is it refined enough?
Well, you know, life is a journey, Mike, and I don't think that we're ever 100% there. I think people tend to have a pretty good sense of mission, of what they'd like their life to be all about. And we go through in the workshops a variety of exercises to help refine the mission. The vision is a really interesting part of the workshop because that's an opportunity for people to really let loose and fantasize about what the perfect life looks like and what success means to them. And again, I really encourage everybody to come up with their own definitions of success. And that's where I let them loose to fantasize about what that means. I tell them not to censor themselves and worry about what's feasible or not. Really what they need to do is define what their destination is and what success looks like for them, because a strategy really is all about defining how you're going to get to your end result. So if your vision can be well articulated, then you know what your destination is, and then that gives you guidance in figuring out what to do and how to get there.
One of the steps in doing this in your workshop is to do a self-assessment, I think.
Correct.
I read. What are some of the components of a self-assessment?
If you can indulge just a little bit of business jargon, when you're doing a strategic plan, part of that is what's called a SWOT analysis, SWOT, which stands for strengths and weaknesses, opportunities and threats. So if you're an organization and you have a goal, a mission to carry out, and you have a set of priorities, one of the things that you need to be able to assess in order to be able to carry out your mission and achieve your vision is, what, as an organization, are your strengths and weaknesses? What are your capabilities? Do you have the wherewithal to get that done? And what's happening externally? What are the opportunities or the threats to the environment that you may not have control over? So you'll either have to try to take advantage of those opportunities that are presented or mitigate the threats that are out there. And that's what successful businesses are able to do, and that keeps them focused so that they're putting their limited resources where they're going to carry out the most value in achieving their mission. And the same is really true for individuals. So it's really important. I call it a self-assessment. That's looking at your strengths and weaknesses. But once you have a sense of where you want to head, then what do you need to get there? And it's important to look inside yourself and think about what you're driven to do and what you have the capabilities to do. And often, I really find that what people's vision is and what their sense of what they love is what they're good at, but it takes some work sometimes to help them go through a series of exercises to articulate what they're really talented at. And I think for women in particular, that can be a difficult thing. We're not really raised to say, ta-da, I'm fabulous at this, that, or the other thing. We tend to be modest sometimes and not nurture that part of who we are. And so these workshops give people an opportunity to look inside themselves, really tap into what their strengths are. And then if there are some desires that they have that they need some strengthening, they can identify that too. And it's not necessarily a judgment at all, Mike, but if you want to be a concert pianist someday and you've never taken a piano lesson, that might be something that you want to do in order to fulfill your dream.
Now, I'm sure this resonates with most people, especially today in today's difficult times, but how do we break out of that daily rut that we all fall into and align, you know, our actions with what our real goals in life are?
Right. Well, that's a real tough thing for people and for organizations because we are so busy trying to keep up with the demands that are thrown at us on a daily basis. So it's really important to take a workshop like this, or, you know, I love working with organizations that sponsor these workshops and executive education programs because they're providing the space and the time for people to sit down and to begin this work. And what I do is I send everybody who goes through the workshop out of their experience with me with a document that lays out their personal strategy. It's organized like a closet, Mike. I think a lot of the issues that people have is that they kind of know that there's a little more out there than they're living, and they're so busy responding to email or answering the door or the phone or, you know, your kids coming in and making a million requests, they sometimes forget to focus in on what's really important. And that's why I call the course the business of life, but it's bringing organization to souls, because we just don't tend to sit back and organize ourselves so that we can take very deliberate action. And yet, it doesn't take all that long for us to really sit down, identify what our goals are, and think about how we're actually spending our time. Just like an organization has limited resources, so do we. And our most precious resource is really time and energy and attention, as well as financial resources. But we really need to sit back and think carefully about what's important and how we're going to spend our time so that we can actually achieve what it is that we're looking for, and we don't suffer the fate that Henry David Thoreau is worrying about, which is when it comes to the end of our lives that we haven't actually lived them.
Remember now.
Speaking with Allison Rim, the Vice President of Strategic Planning at Mass General Hospital and President and CEO of Allison Rim Associates. Now, your website reminded me of a book that I read a long time ago. I'm dating myself here, by a guy named Baba Ram Dass, who was actually Richard Alpert.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It was called Be Here Now. Right. And, you know, it's a simple premise, which I've been trying to do for 35 years since I first read it. But how do people accomplish that? You've obviously embraced that on some level, sort of a Buddhist Hindu philosophy.
That's right. In fact, I talk to people about the importance of being in the moment, just as you're talking about. When you're here and you're fully present, then you really actually have everything that you need in this particular moment. If you're not looking at the past, you're not worrying about something that was said, you're not worrying about the next thing that you need to do. And by organizing ourselves and working with this document I told you about, we can lay out our priorities and we can decide what we're going to do with the time that we have. I truly believe that you can have it all eventually, but maybe not all at once. And so I help people to lay out their short, medium, and long-term goals and put it down on some paper so that they can actually map out how they're going to get to everything that's so important to them over the course of their lives. My husband is very generous to point out to me at regular intervals that I have a good 20 or 30 years left on my career and I don't have to get it all done right now. And, you know, at first that really annoyed me, but now I find it frees me because the more I've really created that sense of integrity and integration in my work, and I'm living work that I love every day. Now I'm not so anxious to retire. So it's truly a matter of getting things down on paper and seeing that you can get to it so that when you deliberately make a plan and you choose to do one thing over another, that you can fully commit yourself to that activity and to be present in that because you know that you've made a very deliberate choice of what to focus on now and when you're going to get to other things that are important. And in that way, I hope that some of those disturbances that we respond to can be put into perspective and maybe people can choose not to address them as readily as they once had. Because really an important element of a strategic plan is defining what you're not going to do as being just as important as what you are going to do. So if we can keep a do not do list next to our to-do list, it really helps us focus, be committed to what we choose to do, and stay present and fully engaged in that experience.
Yeah, well, I think that's great advice for all of us. Did we miss anything, Allison?
Well, life is a journey, as we said, Mike. You know, I was just thinking and preparing for our conversation about the name of your show, What's at Risk, and What's at Risk is really missing the opportunity to share our gifts with the rest of the world. I heard a wonderful description of a mission statement, which was written by Matthew Kelly in his book called Perfectly Yourself, which says that mission is where your passions and talents collide with the needs of individuals in the world. And I think what's at risk here is that we don't discover what our true talents and passions are and put them in service to make this world a better place. And if we can all do that, then we're going to be happy. We'll feel much more balanced and fulfilled, and really the entire world benefits.
Yeah, that's for sure. Allison Rim, we really appreciate your time. Is there a website that people can go to for more information?
Sure. My website is allisonrim.com.
No, I'm not trying to tell you how to do it. I'm only saying put some thought into it. Be what you are, my friend, and live the life. Be what you are, my friend, and live the life.
Time for a CBS News update. We'll be right back with more What's at Risk.